Hello, it's Jim Conley, Executive Marketing Manager for Anatomy and Physiology here at McGraw-Hill Education, your host of this episode of Succeed in A&P. And I'm really excited to be here with you guys today. We're going to try a different show format, one that we've done in the past and is kind of interesting, at least to me, of course, is the solo show. And the reason for the solo show today is I'm going to talk about one of the topics that you guys all had emailed in about, and that is classroom response systems. Now, this is a bit overdue, and I apologize for that, but I was trying to figure out when to kind of fit this into the segment. So here's what we're going to do. Today, I'm going to talk to you about my perspective on classroom response systems and specifically Poll Everywhere, which in full disclosure, we do have a partnership with here at McGraw-Hill Education. And I'm fortunate enough to be the liaison or one of them between Poll Everywhere and McGraw-Hill Education, which is great. So I'm really thankful for that and our partners at Poll Everywhere. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about just classroom response systems. I'll transition over to Poll Everywhere. And all of this is kind of like prompted to me as I was sitting in the dental chair. And I know that's kind of a strange thing to say, hey, it came to me in a dental chair. But my dental hygienist was talking about how her two sons are in college right now, and their professor was using one of these classroom response systems, and she was completely blown away by the fact that you can not only take attendance, but that how the professor at their college was actually modifying the lecture based on feedback from students, and she said it was really the most wonderful thing. So it prompted me to kind of go back through some of the suggestions from everyone here listening to the show, and I thought it's about time to do a Poll Everywhere show. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go through this solo cast, but then I promise you that I'm going to have some representatives from Poll Everywhere in one of the upcoming shows, maybe over the summer. And then I'll also have some conversations with A&P faculty that are using Poll Everywhere with great success, and we'll do that kind of later. But for now, what is Poll Everywhere? So I'm actually going to read to you a little bit about what Poll Everywhere will talk about. They say Poll Everywhere is a versatile tool that facilitates interaction with classes of any size. It serves as a platform for formative assessment, sensitive discussions, and inclusive class participation. And I think that last part is really the one that I kind of grabbed onto myself. And in full disclosure, I've used Poll Everywhere myself on trips that I've had. So using it maybe from the instructor side. And then I've also been a participant on the student side. So I've seen both sides of this. And I can definitely attest that this will work with any size. When I was a student, I was in an auditorium where we had about 2,000 people, and the facilitator actually asked us questions, and then a lot of our answers would go up on the screen. And what he did was he had word clouds, and that was kind of an interesting thing for us to see. He also had pie charts, bar graphs, and different elements like that to kind of visually show what the interaction was between the audience and then him in that large of an auditorium. It was pretty cool. So seamless class participation. So that's one of the really strong benefits of a system like Poll Everywhere is that you'll get easy interaction between the professor and the students. Often, obviously, doing this during class, and no matter how large or small the class is, it can fit into your natural flow of discussion. And it, like the Slick had said earlier, it's good for formative assessments, class discussions, opinion polls, question and answer, and then even plotting points, you know, on an axis or an image for the class to see. Really good that way. Also, Poll Everywhere has some flexible question types, so as a faculty member, you can create questions on the fly during class. I will say in full disclosure, that's something that I did on the fly. Grabbed an image from Anatomy and Physiology Revealed, something else online, put them in a quick question, sent that out to, you know, the folks that I was presenting to, and then showed how, you know, I could get the feedback on what I was presenting. So it definitely works out that way. I think one of the aspects of this system that's really cool is you can get word clouds pretty quickly. And I know word clouds are really popular today. So the flexibility of this, I think, is really one of the big pluses from my perspective. And you can have a lot of fun in terms of either incorporating your own questions or like I did kind of on the fly using some imagery and different aspects like that. I would say that you can make quick adjustments, so a live poll, if you're going to use that, just to kind of graphically gauge some scripted responses, maybe some yes, no, maybe. You can do those really fast, so they can take roughly about a minute of your class time, which isn't a lot. And then you can use that feedback to really adjust, you know, what you're instructing your students on in the moment. The other thing about Poll Everywhere that's kind of nice, from my perspective, is you can use basically your phone, a tablet, or a computer. So as long as you have an internet connection, you know, you'll be able to use the system Poll Everywhere with McGraw-Hill Connect. Really good that way. And then the things on the instructor side that I like about this is you can assess whether your students can understand the concept that you're presenting. So often this will apply to new concepts that you're presenting to your students. You can also get an assessment on whether or not they're engaging with the material that you're presenting, you know, whether it be a PowerPoint or maybe the textbook that they're using. You can find out pretty fast whether they're engaging with that material or not. The other one that I really enjoyed from a student's perspective is you could also kind of get to the point where you could ask questions or be asked questions that might be potentially charged. And what I mean by that is they might be either embarrassing or you wouldn't want to disclose what your opinion was. And I know as a student, I might have been afraid to ask something, so I could do that really easily through Poll Everywhere. And then you could also find out if your students either disagree or if they have something that they want to discuss specifically. You can do that in the Poll Everywhere system pretty easily. Now, from the student's perspective, they have now an all-inclusive way to participate with you, the instructor. So they're going to know immediately whether they've understood or misunderstood the topic based on, you know, how you set the system up. You can also discuss some sensitive topics due to the anonymous nature of what Poll Everywhere does. So you can talk about things that maybe are uncomfortable in a setting and really kind of give that student an opportunity in a non-threatening way to really kind of participate in your class, which is always good. The entire class can submit, they can vote on the questions, anything that you have in the system in under a minute. You can also time it and make sure you're not taking up too much class time, do that pretty easily. And then it's also something that there's very little risk in terms of, you know, creative solutions that you might have in using a system like this. So in my dialogue with Poll Everywhere, I kind of asked them about what are the top 10 ways that you see educators using Poll Everywhere, and they came up with these 10 that I'm going to share with you today. Like I had mentioned with my friend that's the hygienist, she said that at the school that her sons are attending, they use it often for attendance and then also for a lecture, so that'd be number one, is you can take attendance in under a minute, which is great. It's awesome for formative assessments, so that'd be number two. So you can ask multiple choice, open response, or clickable image questions. Number three, anonymous discussions. So you can set up a discussion point and have your students interact with you via their cell phone, their tablet, or their computer, and it's all anonymous, which is great. That's number three. Number four from Poll Everywhere is in 1 minute, you can do a Q&A with class-ranked questions, and I thought that one was pretty cool. Number five from Poll Everywhere is map opinions on a clickable spectrum axis, or they have a feature called an X-ray image, which is pretty cool. Number six is grade multiple choice or clickable image questions or responses. This is the one that I have the most experience with myself in using Anatomy and Physiology Revealed and some of the images from our textbooks. And in full disclosure, I like to mix it up and have some fun, so I'll usually take some audience pictures and things like that to show that you can be really creative on the fly and incorporating that into Poll Everywhere. So that would be number six. You can also create some automatic gradebook reports. That would be number seven from Poll Everywhere. The number eight is you can integrate with the learning management system. So the ones that they have listed, and there may be more, I'll have to look into this, but Canvas, which is one of the more popular ones out there, Blackboard, or you can integrate with Moodle as well. The other thing, too, is you can incorporate your own custom questions and answers. It's kind of the essence of the system, is you could either enter them in yourself or if you wanted to on the fly, create your own, and that would be number nine from Poll Everywhere. And then you can also, number 10 would be integrating Poll Everywhere and some of the interactions that you have with your students with PowerPoint, so that's easy to do, just a couple clicks. Google Slides, or if you're a Keynote user, like I will occasionally dabble with, that's another element that you could use as well. I'll say this much. I've been using Poll Everywhere for, boy, it's going to go back. It's going to date me a little bit. I've been using it for about 10 years now. And I would say my personal suggestion is it's a wonderful system to use. I've watched on both sides of this where an instructor and a student really get a lot of feedback and engagement really goes through the roof from the student side. So that's something that we are always striving for. So I think it's definitely good in that area. What I will say, just to kind of demonstrate some of the things that could go wrong with a system like this, is I think initially what you want to do is just be patient. In that when you first execute it or deploy it out there, you want to make sure that maybe in a small scale, maybe with a friend or two, significant other maybe, just test your first poll or test maybe the first question so that you have a sense for how that data is going to be coming in through the system. And I mention this because even as a veteran user for over 10 years, it was about a year ago I was actually using the system and I was overconfident in my abilities and there was a feature in there that was kind of hidden and I needed to access it. And it took me, you know, maybe 5 minutes of, you know, my presentation time that I had to kind of figure it out. But I can tell you this much, the fact that I didn't test that before was kind of a big no-no. So that would be my suggestion for you if that helps. And I know there are other classroom response systems out there. Poll Everyone's the one that I'm the most familiar with. I've used it the longest. There are other ones out there that I'm sure others are using in terms of, you know, getting a lot of feedback or response from. So if you are using one of the other systems or if you want to learn more about Poll Everywhere, I'll leave you with my email address. It's james.conley, C-O-N-N-E-L-Y, at MH Education. Feel free to send me an email, not only about this episode, but any of the other ones that we have. And then certainly if you have show ideas, send those along to me. And if you also would like to appear on this podcast, we would love to have you. So feel free to reach out and we'll get that arranged. I want to thank you for listening to this solo show today. And if you do get a chance, feel free to rate us on the many platforms that we're on right now on iTunes, Stitcher. We're recently going to be posted or featured on Spotify. So wherever your Podbean's another one, wherever you're consuming your podcast, feel free to give us a rating. We really appreciate that. And this is Jim Conley signing off for the Succeed in A&P. And I want to thank you and hope you have a great day.